Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, CJ. Kevin McSpadden. How are you?
How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing good. So I pay my bill. You guys send me an email, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the problem with the way you do it is it comes into my email, and I hit the archtopfiber.com to hit, right? And when I hit it, I hit quick pay, right? And then I ask for my email, and then it emails me a code. But I have to close out of this email to go to the other email. When I come back, I need a different code. So it's kind of a problem. You know, like it is, and I do this with other people's stuff with payments, and it works fine. But yours, for some reason, I can't come back to it. It opens up a whole new window, and I have to send a new code. So
interesting.
You know what I mean? So I'd like to, you know, make a payment because I owe you a payment. But I'd
yeah,
like to
absolutely.
And maybe there's an easier way for you guys to do this for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Go ahead and repeat your last name for me, please.
McSpadden. McSpedon.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that, Kevin. And give me one moment as I pull it up. All right. And what is your service address, please?
142 Lighthouse Drive.
Thank you very much for that. And just in the event that we get disconnected, what is the best callback number for you?
914-953-2805.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that, Kevin. All right. I would more than gladly go ahead and take the payment. Also, did you know that you can also log in with your account instead
yeah,
of doing
I,
the
I,
one-time
I,
payment?
Well, so the funny thing is, so now I go to that Archtop Fiber again, and it doesn't have an option to open, like as I said, username and password, which I don't have.
Okay, so the username would be the email that you signed up with.
Oh, you know what? I do have it, and I'm in, so I apologize.
No, that's okay. I just figure it might be easier for you.
Yeah, no, I can make a payment right now, so I'm going to do it myself right on here. All right? And
okay.
I didn't realize that I had done it. Okay. But still, the other thing doesn't work either, so maybe...
I'll definitely make them aware of that just so that we can take a look at it and make sure that, you know, everything is working smoothly, especially for those one-time charges, you know, like the one-time payments for those who are trying to...
Yeah, because I don't want you guys to go out of business and me have to go back to the cable company.
Yeah.
So.
Also, another thing is that you can also save $10 on your monthly bill if you sign up for AutoPay.
Yeah, I don't ever do that. I don't give anybody access to my... Sorry.
No, but that's okay.
I'm a little quirky as I get older.
No, that's completely understandable. I'm kind of the same way. I keep getting asked if I want to sign up for auto pay, and I'm like, my pay doesn't exactly line up with every month's bill, so.
Yeah, no, it's just a matter, you know, I'm finally, to, you know, I'm old enough that I definitely don't live, you know, week to week, but the problem is, like, I just don't want anybody, even like Sirius, I just aggravate the hell out of them.
Oh, yeah.
They want to constantly save my stuff.
Your payment, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, that's definitely not happening.
Yeah, I kind of gave up on Sirius. I felt like they didn't really have much that I listened to anyway. So,
right.
Yeah, at that point, I was just like, yeah, I don't really see the need for that subscription. I mean, it was
a great
3 months, but it wasn't something that I utilized enough.
Yeah, no, I spent so much time in my car that I haven't, you know, I do about 60 or 70,000 miles a year. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I take long trips as well, especially for, you know, commute. But,
right.
I mean, it's we're local here to Kingston, but with the kids and the grocery shopping and, you know, I live in the middle of nowhere in Dutchess, so I'm always accumulating miles. So I just use my subscription for Apple at that point, and I'm just like, yeah, all right,
yeah,
Apple Music.
Like,
figure out what I
like
create
wife,
playlists.
So. Yeah, she does the same thing. I don't even know how to use Apple Music and she used to have like an iPod, and I'm like, I'm not going to sit down and download 1,000 songs onto an iPod. I just don't, you know.
Well,
so
I mean, with a smartphone nowadays, especially if you have an iPhone, it's directly to your phone, and you don't even need to download them anymore. That you just save them to your playlist if you have the subscription. $10 a month for an individual, and it's not bad. It's
yeah.
I choose that over Sirius any day.
Yeah, it's probably better. So I made that payment. So you just,
okay.
I don't know if you see it that quick or whatever, but I just made the payment. We're good.
All right. It hasn't posted just yet. It will take a little while for it to reflect,
okay.
But you should be able to access your account and see when that payment posts as well.
Okay. All right. That's great. Beautiful. I appreciate the help.
Oh, you're very welcome. Is there anything else that I can help with today, Kevin?
Nope. That's it. I think we're good. Thank you.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.